All right, we're up to Shir HaShirim, Aleph Posuk Yud Gimel. We just learned before that about that the Klal Yisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much good for us, took us out of Mitzrayim and all the HaTovah that he did, and we paid him back with bad. We're still on the chasana floor. We're still in the hall. Near dinos and reichoy, we gave this lahavish, this ugly smell. We did the boicha shechina b'Sinai till kalti be'egel. The shechina was still at Sinai. Kimat, I guess it was. I don't know. We made the egel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, the Loshni says near the Nosan Reichon instead of Hivish, made it like it's a good smell because he doesn't want to say something bad. But Lamaisa, that's what happened. So Klal Yisrael, we're at the place now where Klal Yisrael says that you did so much good for us, and what we did, and we made an egel. That's how we expressed our appreciation to you. Okay, so the next pasuk says, Tsror Hamoir Doidi Li Bein Shaddai Yolin. So it's like a bundle of this type of, I don't know what it is exactly. He says,
Myrrh.
I don't know what myrrh is. Yeah? Between my breasts it lies. So what does this mean? So we'll see Rashi. Doidi Nase Li Kemi Sheyesh Lo Tsror Hamoir Bechekoi. For Marloi. My beloved is to me like one who has this, I guess it's a good smelling, whatever you call it, perfumes or scents or something. For Omaloi, Hare Lechot Tzror Ze, She'itein Reach Toiv Min Harishon She'ibadito. Yeah, this is, you lost the first, I gave you a bundle of smelling, beautiful smelling flowers, I guess, let's say that. Yeah, and you, of course, you lost it. You made an egel. You took this good that we did and you made an egel. So now I'm going to give you again another bundle, which is going to have even a nicer, a better aroma than the first one. Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu Nisratzel Yisrael Amaiso Egel. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was appeased on the Maiso Egel. Umotzalem Kapor Alavinum, and he found for them an atonement on their sin. V'omra His Nadvul Hamishkon VeYovoi Zahav Hamishkon VeChaper Al Zahav Egel. He says, you make a mishkon, and the gold that you're going to be using and dedicating and placing in this mishkan will be a kaporo for the egel hazohov. So, in other words, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Klal Yisrael, it's such a tremendous picture of we do something so terrible. Mamish, imagine that, right by the chasana. We're by the chasana, yeah? Right by the chasana, I guess that's the equivalent to that. 40 days later, but we're still celebrating this loving union that took place between us. And what do? We go and violate the relationship. We cheat on the chosin. That's what we do. We go to, instead of Hashem, we go Elohim Acherim. In a sense, that wasn't really Elohim Acherim. The Egel for them was really a dakis. It seems that the real, from the Rishonim, it seems the real Cheto Egel was the over dependence on Moshe Rabbeinu as a manik. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come. He didn't come back. They miscalculated. They thought he should have been back already. He really was coming back the next morning. And they already panicked and they needed some kind of a mascot, some kind of a thing they could look to for leadership. It wasn't that they meant, they said Chag LaShem Mochor, and the Eile Elohecho Yisroel is only the Erev Rav was saying. So the Klal Yisroel, but on their level, they should have been so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Manig is only the one who helps them to forge that connection. But once they're connected, they shouldn't be so dependent on a manig. And the fact that they acted the way they did, that for them was akin to Avodah Zorah on the high level that they were. Or whatever it is, but Mamash, like, here we are at the chasana, and you're going defiling this relationship. So what's his reaction? Somebody else would have said, get out of here. Throw him out. Finished. I'm divorcing you. Yeah? So, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't take the ultimate offense, which was like the mamish, like znus, like cheating on the relationship. And what does he say? He says, you know, I'm going to give you something even better. I'm going to give you another bouquet of flowers that smells even better than the first. And he says, the harei luchot zror sheyitin reyach toiv min harishin sheibadito. Kacha kodesh baruch hu nisratza liyisrael maaseo egel. He was appeased by the egel, and he found a kapora for them. He says, you bring gold to the Mishkan, and that'll be mechaper on the egel hazohov. And that, he says, will be something that's even more pleasant than the original. It's reach toiv yosim in harishin.
Without the
egg,
they wouldn't have even needed the Mishkan, right?
Bein Shaddai Yolin, let's see. Afal Pishemo Altiboy, even though I betrayed him, Omar Lishko in Shom. He's going to Bein Shaddai, Bein Shnei Badei Ho'oroin. Between the two the poles of the Oroin, the Shechina is going to rest. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, it's not Shaykh. The response, I would have told the guy, get out of here, you know, look what you did. We had a relationship, and mamish, right under the chuppah, you go and you violate the relationship with the most ultimate and vile violation, the most disgusting thing you could do. And he says, listen, I'm going to find a way to forgive you. I'm going to give you something which is even going to bring forth a better reach. And not only that, this is I'm going to give you in this place with the gold that's mechaper on the gold of the eagle, bein habadim of the oroin, that's going to be the ikar hashoras hashchina, also the mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you sinned against me, you violated the relationship. I'm going to give you even more. I'm going to have a closer relationship with you. Maybe the closer the relationship, you won't violate. Now, the truth of the matter is, later we find that Rashi says that by the Bayis Rishon, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the Mishkan we're referring to, Rashi says. But in the Bayis Rishon, Rashi says there that they when HaKodesh Baruch Hu saw them with the Oron, the Kapiris, the Kruvim, and two other things there, he loved them, Achiba Yaseira, Ad Shema Altembi. And that Achiba Yaseira caused them to be moil. So, the second Beis HaMikdash, she didn't allow those things to happen, so there wouldn't be a Me'ilah. Whatever that is. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu bends over backwards for Klal Yisrael. And I think here, the lesson is very profound. And I think very, very relevant to the world out there. Because one of the problems that we face with people that are drifting or that do things that are despicable, and even people that have despicable things done to them, but they also feel that they did it, that they're guilty of it, that they participated, or that they or they encouraged, or that it wouldn't have happened to them unless they were really schmutzig and ugly and terrible. And mimela, so that these people feel alienated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they feel they stabbed him in the back, they spit in his face, and it's all over. And here's a posuk that says to them, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to that is? Under the chuppah, right by the chasana, you went and you violated in the biggest possible violation of that relationship. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? I'm going to give you even more love. I'm going to give you an opportunity to come even closer. I'm going to give you this Mishkan, which will be Mechaper. And then I'm going to Bein Badei Ho'orein, I'm going to have my Shechina, so you'll have even a closer relationship with me. Maybe the relationship at Har Sinai, I don't know exactly, but it sounds like Har Sinai, they heard the Kol Hashem. But over here now, this is also the Mikdash V'Shochanti B'Soichem. There's going to be a closer level of connection and of relationship. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to that evil, vile, disgusting.
He also responded that the ego affects us for generations.
That's something else. That's nothing else. That's something else. That's for our benefit. Because that whatever the kilkul.
That's not the relationship.
I'm just saying, because listen, excuse me, Es Hashayo, Hashem Yochiach. When Hashem causes us certain punishments and this, it's for our benefit. So that's all in the context of the relationship. It's all that's the beautiful moshel that I heard from my father-in-law. I don't know, it sounds like he made it up, but I think I once saw it someplace. I'm not sure about what David HaMelech says, Shivtecho mishantecho heimeinachamuni. So a shevet is a whip. A mishenis is a thing that you lean on, a cane. So I understand how a cane is symbolically a nechoma. I have something to lean on. But a shevet is a whip. How is a whip a nechoma? So he says, imagine this. You know, David HaMelech is a shepherd. He says, Hashem roye lo yechzor. So he says, imagine the shepherd, and he's this flock is grazing, everything is beautiful, and then all of a sudden it's starting to get, the day is waning, it's starting to get nighttime, and he gathers in the whole flock, and then finally he takes stock, and he sees there's one little lamb that's missing, and he goes out looking for him, and he finally sees, what? Who? What? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, good. I didn't hear that. That's right, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've said it, but that's good. No, okay, good. You made it better. Thunder and lightning and everything else, and it's starting to... And all of a sudden, the shepherd spots the sheep, and at this point, he cracks the whip on him. He says, that's shivtecho mishantecho. A person has to know that when Hashem punishes us, it's the loving whip. It's the whip that's the greatest nechoma, because the shepherd cares. The shepherd is still after us. The shepherd hasn't given up on us. The shepherd hasn't forgotten us. No, that's what it is. It's a beautiful thing. The shepherd hasn't forgotten us. So here too with the eagle, yeah, I love you so much that after you did this terrible, terrible thing, what I did is just increase the love and increase the relationship in the hope that that would, you know, give a kapora number one by the Mishkan. You have the gold, there's makapora on the gold. And then I'm going to give a more direct contact of the Shechina Bein Habadim, because that's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, even in the worst matzovim. And this message is kedai to convey to people, because people feel that sometimes when they do something wrong, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must hate you. He wants to deepen the relationship, because he sees, let me just finish, because he sees that the level of relationship that we had wasn't enough. Now, I ask you a question, think about that. The level of relationship wasn't enough. You know what relationship we had? At Har Sinai, he spoke directly to us. And Rasina spoke directly to us, all the miracles that I did, this is who I am, and this is why I did them. And I give you my Torah, and I give it over to you, and you're responsible for it. And I even can't even pass it any shilas anymore. And now we give it over. And now he says, you know, I guess that wasn't enough. I have to show you even more love. People would realize that that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude towards blatant, disgusting sinners. I think it would be a little bit easier to remain and to reconnect with Hashem, despite the fact that we distance ourselves. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just thought of an example. Like a kid runs into a busy street, so the parent pulls him out and gives him a smack. Mm-hmm. And then gives him a hug. You almost killed yourself, but I really love you so much.
Yeah, that's the way we have to look at it. But it's not so easy for everybody to look at them. Can we try what? What?
Why?
Because we feel that we what?
No.
No, the smack doesn't hurt. The smack makes me feel good. I feel, you punished me. I feel better. You punished me. But what I feel bad is I cheated on you. I disappointed you. It depends. Everybody has different nuances. I disappointed you. I insulted you. I violated that relationship. You did so much for me, and look what I did in return. You know, it's a feeling that it's almost like I couldn't forgive. If you did it to me, I couldn't forgive you. How can I imagine that you could forgive me? It's like, you know, if someone did that to me, I could never forgive him. Mamish, right now, it's like biting the hand that feeds you. You know, that's maybe it's worse than that, you know. But here it's like, imagine that right by the chasana. Imagine, picture, you know, forgive me. But Shira Shirim does that. You picture right by the chasana, right after the chuppah. Yeah, they come out of the yichud. They're coming to the thing there, and she runs off with some other guy there. She said, "Hey, I liked it in the yichud room. You know, we have some leftovers there. Come." She goes into the yichud room with some strange guy. And she, you know, does whatever she does there. comes to me, oh, yeah, I guess I didn't show you enough love. I got to show you more. Come, I'll bring you into this gold house we'll make, and I'll come there, and the gold will help me to be mechaper for what you did. Maybe I'll we'll tell you what, we'll make an effigy. We'll make this guy an effigy, and we'll throw, darts at him. You know, the guy that you ran away with. And then I'm going to have a special expression of love over there. We're going to have this, right by the Oren, I'm going to mamish like, wow, it's impossible to imagine such a thing. But if that's the attitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, then it should be much easier for us to handle.